musicians who made all that great music that's enhanced your lives throughout the years. Real fucking high on drugs.
Greetings, my name is Misha Sandoval. I will be your host for this podcast, Tone Devs. Welcome to this episode. I hope that everyone is doing well, safe, and sound. And what's up? I'm finding it so cute right now because I don't have Ariel with me today, so I only have Diesel and Alex. So at any point during the time I happen to ring them up, you'll know exactly who I'm referring to. What's up? So I'm getting ready to, how can I say it, to start recording, right? And usually what my process will be is, I mean, like, most often than not, I'll have a candle on, but I'll put on a candle here. I smoke a bit. I'm, you know, doing my do re mi fa sol la ti do sort of thing to get my voice in order, because usually it's cracky or I sound a little congested. But anyway, point is, I'm like getting ready and I'm thinking of Diesel, right? Because he was just on my laps not too long ago. So I go, fuck, how can I do this so he won't feel left out? And I decided to bring one of the dining room chairs into the room and I put one of the blankets out for him just on top of the chair. And it seriously worked like magic, because not only does it benefit me whenever I feel a little bit with anxiety, I get to pet him. He's like literally at arm's reach. But also it's pretty cool that he's hanging out here with me. So I hope that you're actually also hanging out with me virtually, obviously, but what's up? So again, I'll just restart this whole thing. To get into the episode, I want to introduce the room. I have Diesel and Alex, so at any point during the time I happen to ring them up, you'll know exactly who I'm referring to. Oh, I feel like I need to relax because I decided to just play the radio on Apple Music. I kept wanting to switch the song to one of my personal favorites. But it also, when it stopped, I was like here looking for what song to play. Anyway, what I'm saying is I ended up putting the radio, so it's basically on some sort of shuffle of a certain band that I like. So I feel like I'm not gonna play with that anymore because I keep segueing because of it. But moving on. So I know I said last week I wanted to talk about this cringing show that I found on TikTok. Now, I don't want to talk about it. I'm gonna push it back to maybe next week, if not the week following, if not the week following after that, if not probably the week after that one. I'm not sure entirely yet how I'm going to approach the situation, but I just don't want to talk about that right now because, one, I can give a rat's ass about the cringing shit right now. I really can. Right now, what has my full attention is the X-Files. So, yeah, I mean, it's a no-brainer. I'll get into the fucking cringing show that I found on TikTok at some point, definitely. But for now, I just want to talk so fucking much about the X-Files. Now, if you do not know what the X-Files is, fuck. But this show apparently released in 1993. And I'll give you a quick backstory and then I'll come back to me basically being on the X-Files sack. So, as a child, I remember this always playing in the background, and this was literally on free TV where you get the channels for free. It draws you in, the fucking theme song that they use. So much, in fact, that I bought a ringtone already. But anyway, I've been like, to be honest with you, I feel that this is why I sort of favor this genre as well. Because it has almost everything that I'm into. And I think that this was my first step of like liking certain shit that's paranormal and all that. But anyway, I'm like getting excited and I feel like I'm gonna start doing the tone of And I was like, and she was like, and then he said, and I was like, where it doesn't make sense. But I promise you, I'm just so fucking passionate right now about this show. And it's such an old school show because if you look at it now, geez, I feel like I'm yelling. Hold on, I need to take a break because I feel like I'm getting too excited. See, and then I'm here penning Diesel. I'm telling you, I tell you things, but I'm also warning you of things. So, yeah. So anyway, so this show was basically one of the first shows that I was so enticed by it. So anyway, if anyone doesn't know what The X-Files is, it's basically this show that was released again in 1993. The genre is science fiction, horror, drama, mystery, and thriller. So, how else can I explain it to you? Let me see. I'm searching something. Well, actually, I'm not searching it. I knew I was going to talk about this, so I already had it up. But if I at all say anything that's not related to the X-Files and I'm misreading it, or I guess just not correct with it, basically don't fault me for it because I'm getting the shit from Wikipedia. But honestly, what the fuck? Let's see. So it's about two FBI agents that the story really revolves around. Obviously, there's more characters in the TV show, but these are the main fucking agents, right? So it's Fox Mulder and Dana Scully, where it's two FBI agents. They're basically every case that they're looking into, it's, they would consider that being the X-File because it's some sort of phenomenon, activity and paranormal involving aliens and also a lot of fucking conspiracy. And okay, so that's the genre, right? I found this about fucking 3 to 4 weeks ago. I want to say maybe less than that, but I'm rounding it up. But anyway, I came across this show and I was like, fuck, I haven't seen this. And I know this was like years ago that I've came across the show and I was a kid. You know, and I just came in and out between the show because I was just doing shit or I would watch it with my family, but I was in and out of it. So as an adult now, I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm invested. Still quarantine, right? And so yeah, that was just like a show I fucking picked up. So I've been literally stuck on this shit for now 3 weeks. Again, I'm rounding it up, so I say 4 weeks. But I've been religiously watching this during my break or while I'm cooking, definitely doing laundry, or any other fucking shit that I'm doing. I'm just watching these episodes. And again, the fucking quality here now is so fucking bad. No, it's not even bad. I think they cleaned it up really nice in comparison to, I think, what it could have been. But, shit, man. I'm just, hold on. Let me take a small break. So I took a small break because I felt I was getting overly excited. But I'm telling you, I'm just so all for this show right now. I'm all in. I'm so invested. The amount of commitment I have towards this show and the fact that it's surprising me so much more and more. I'm just, I don't know. I can't literally wait to finish recording and doing this so I can get back into the show. But the point why I'm bringing it up so much is because, again, I know I've talked also about a lot of conspiracy back a few episodes ago, but it's been because of things that are interesting to me. For me, what gets me the most is the possibility of something. It can be literally anything. if the possibility somehow lives in your brain, it can do wonders. I'm telling you, like, it does wonders. So it's kept me involved into things. Like, I interested, and I don't get fucking interested that much about a lot of things. Do like, I can't even tell you. Anyway, the episode that I was watching, I'm getting so excited, but I'm in season 2, and episodes so far, 24 and 25, have me literally living in my head right now, and knowing that. So in episode 24 and 25, it's like basically a continuous to episode 24. The reason why these two episodes trip me out so much, which I stopped actually watching episode 25 because I was like, I need to get doing, you know, I got to start recording and stuff. And then obviously I want to like literally pay attention. But so far in episode 24, what it's basically talking about is so much conspiracy against the government. And now, like, it starts bringing up how they're using humans as an experiment for a vaccine. And I obviously was like, wait, what? So I started rewinding it and I rewatched the whole episode because right now, again, I'm this much invested to the point where if I didn't make sense of something someone said in the show, I'll rewind it a few times if I have to know exactly, you know, just, I don't want to move on unless I know. And right now I feel like it's feeding me so much conspiracy and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, like I'm using now their quotes where it's like, trust no one. Also, I want to believe. And there's a few other quotes out there, but I just don't want to sound too fucking geeky with this. But all I'm saying is, I'm basically recommending The X-Files, and honestly, as an adult now, I can literally say that The X-Files is, without a doubt, one of my favorite shows. I've just picked it up that fast, okay? But I just have to say, it's fucking outstanding that The X-Files kept on for so long, and I want to give them the best kudos because they fucking deserve it. But this show has made over 200 episodes. Everything that literally up until the season that I'm in and the episode that I'm in that I've watched has brought up so much that makes sense. So I just don't fucking know if everything is planned and everything really does have a purpose, which that has been far deep in the back of my mind. But I haven't been able to make sense of it, right? Because you get distracted and you want to somehow believe. You want to somehow believe that the government isn't really fucking you over. But this is like, I can't even explain to you, yo. I don't know. I'm so fucking invested. I can't even tell you. And I guess this is my huge and long recommendation that you should watch The X-Files if you have nothing better to, like, watch. I was gonna say listen to. If you have nothing to watch and you want to binge on a show, then watch The X-Files. For me, how it started is I got excited because it was on there in the entire seasons, and I'm like, fuck yeah, like, why would I not? You know what I mean? Like, in the fucking TV, they would always give, like, repeats or they would shuffle the episodes. So I was excited about that, but also I was like, oh, I'll put something on to bullshit before I go to bed. But it's become now an everyday thing. So you're going to have to excuse me if I start talking about The X-Files in almost every episode until I'm completely done with it. But I don't think that's going to happen. So fuck, I guess also this is your warning. That if you don't want to listen to The X-Files, just completely mute me out for the next few weeks, 2 months, or years. But yeah. Which, that, by the way, Tina from Bob's Burgers, do you remember when Tina would be like, she was just awkward and she would be all and then answer her fucking Whatever it was. Anyway, you think that we should go on that coffee break though, or let's go on that coffee break. Cool. What's up? So I had to take off the headphones. The headphones also. I felt like they were squeezing the shit out of my ears. I'm just hoping that everything sounds okay because I feel like one wrong movement, I can disconnect the cable and there's no way of me knowing right now because I'm officially putting the headphones away. So hopefully, wish me luck. And I'm serious right now. I'm so upset because I'm having to look for a song to play. And I knew this would be distracting me, and I decided to be like, hey, let me see if the radio knows my selection of shit, but has failed miserably. So there you have it. There you fucking have it. You know who's good about their shit and the radio stations? I think it's Pandora for sure. Fuck, was it Pandora or Spotify? Fuck, I can't remember. I know, I think Pandora. Anyway, fucking moving on. So how about Jeff Bezos all of a sudden looking like he lives in Miami with the new drip that he has? I literally thought that he was doing some sort of costume or theme party, but apparently it's his style now. Where he wears sunglasses that are shaped in a heart, a button-down shirt that would look like Mr. Worldwide would wear it, and some white tight fucking pants. Oh my gosh, now I can't play the music. Are you kidding me right now? Sour times, I swear. Anyway, I also for a second thought that it was Mr. Worldwide when I saw the photo at first glance, but then when I saw that it was Jeff Bezos, I was like, what the fuck? Right? I'm still sour with Amazon, can you tell? Anyway, there's this Walmart Metaverse video that's been making the rounds on the internet. And it's basically giving you this metaverse reality of what it would be like to shop at Walmart in the metaverse. Now, even though that one already shocked me enough, but I found this article running into this one. And let me just play it, okay? So you understand what a metaverse is, because there was this couple apparently that got married in the metaverse. So, get.
He and Dave Gagnon met in the cloud. So it only made sense that their wedding took place in it. On Labor Day weekend, the couple, or rather their digital avatars, held a ceremony staged by Virbela, a company that builds virtual environments for work, learning, and events. Miss Gagnon's avatar was walked down the aisle by the avatar of her close friend.
My problem with this, it's not even the article itself, but the way it's spoken when it's read to you. It just doesn't make sense. Like, I get we're talking about a metaverse reality, but you don't have to sound so fucking, like, almost like not a human, right?
Agnan's avatar watched as his buddy's avatar ambled up to the stage and delivered a toast. And 7-year-old twin avatars, the ring bearer and flower girl, danced at the reception. How the immersive virtual world known as the metaverse, which few of us understand, will change the traditional wedding is, at the moment, anyone's guess. But the possibilities of having an event unfettered by the bounds of reality are interesting enough to consider.
Wait a second, are you me all of a sudden?
Because of the COVID-19 pandemic, technology is already being incorporated into ceremonies more than ever.
Okay, so I'm over this article, enough. But I don't get it, but I also get it, because I think nowadays it's so difficult now to date, and everyone has been meeting more online. But the way the article says it, like, well, it makes sense since they met in the cloud to get married on the cloud. Anyways, so fucking quirky. But yeah, like, things like that really trip me out, because I'm thinking, like, our modern communications now is so, it's so virtual now. And but yeah, that's basically interesting to me. I just don't get it. Anyway, the point that I'm trying to say is, I guess, I mean, if you're into the metaverse, awesome, but yeah, I'm gonna move on now. Cool. So I think that's it. That's all really I wanted to talk about. Not to mention, I guess I dropped the ball a little bit on not making it on time, but I hope that next week I can do better. Okay? But thank you so much for virtually hanging out. It's always a pleasure. Take good care, stay warm, and be hypervigilant in all you do. There's also everyone getting sick right now, so be careful. And yeah, cool. I'm not gonna recommend any songs on this episode, because I just been having such a fucking fest with the X-Files. But if you don't and are super bored and you just want to watch something for shits and giggles, I would recommend watching The X-Files. I mean, you have to have it under your belt. Get at least a few episodes in, is what I'm saying. Okay? Cool. So take good care. Sending you all caffeine to your bloodstreams. Be kind, but take no shit. Please be kind to animals. Okay?
May all your dreams come true. Thank you.